It's Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween special. And, you know, one of my favorite horror movies of all time, something that will definitely get you in the mood,
yeah,
in the Halloween spirit, in the very scary Halloween spirit, is the Blair Witch Project. And we, you know, the director of that film, his name is Eduardo Sanchez, one of the directors of that film. And he's got a new found footage horror movie out, finally. It's been several years. And the movie is called Exists. It's all about Bigfoot, and it just came out yesterday over at the Arizona Center. We are so honored to have on, to help us celebrate Halloween, Eduardo Sanchez. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. That was quite an intro.
Well, you know, I am truly honored to have you on the show. I got a chance to talk to you a couple years ago about Lovely Molly. That was a great film as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so everyone should check that one out.
I'm sure that was memorable for him.
Lovely Molly?
No, you interviewing him.
Oh, me interviewing him? You remember me, right, Eduardo?
Absolutely, yeah. Man. How could I forget?
Yeah, see, Eric's, but let me tell our listeners a little bit about Exists before we go any further. Five friends embark on a weekend of camping in the Texas Big Thicket, but visions of a carefree vacation are shattered with an accident on a dark and desolate country road. In the wake of the accident, a blood-curdling force of nature is unleashed, something not exactly human, but not completely animal, an urban legend come to life. So, Eduardo, it's been quite a long time since we've seen you in the found footage genre. You know, you are the one who's done it best. And why is it taking this long?
Well, you know, I mean, when we first did Blair Witch, you know, found footage wasn't really, you know, real. It wasn't really a subgenre. It was just kind of a technique that, you know, Dan and I used to make this movie. And it was very much, you know, guided by the idea of the movie, by the story of the movie. You know, these three filmmakers disappear making a movie, so the film was, you know, had to be, you know, handheld POV kind of footage. But so after Blair Witch, you know, we just felt it was kind of a gimmick. It was just kind of a technique. It wasn't really a subgenre. But then after, you know, Cloverfield and Paranormal Activity and Rec and, you know, all these found footage movies, you know, it's a more accepted kind of almost subgenre of the horror genre. So, you know, it was kind of cool. You know, it just made sense to make a found footage movie. And then, you know, we're making a Bigfoot movie. So it just kind of, everything just kind of came together where it was the right time to make another found footage movie. And then also the subject matter really lends itself, you know, very well to found footage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I think that Eric and I can both agree, you know, there's been a lot of different found footage movies. We you know, haven't liked too many of them, but Blair Witch has done it. You know, that was excellent.
I'm sorry, Eduardo, I've never seen it.
You've never seen Blair Witch?
I have.
Seen it. Oh, I've seen
that's
it, too.
Preposterous. Oh, my God.
I'm hanging up right now.
Oh, my God.
No, I got to say, myself, Greg, I saw Blair Witch, and at the time, you know, I was, what, 13, 14 years old, and it was absolutely terrifying, and still is, because I saw it again a couple of years back, and it definitely set a precedence.
And it's the most successful movie in terms of budget to gross ever made, isn't that right?
Yeah, I think us and Paranormal Activity are kind of neck and neck, but yeah, we're both, you know, we made it for about $22,000, and then, you know, made a ridiculous amount of money. I mean, that was the original budget. I mean, obviously, once the studio came in, they added a lot more, you know, spent a lot more money, but that was the original money that, you know, got it in the can, as we say.
Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic. I saw that movie, too, and I thought it was so clever, well done, and scary. I know it's been a while, but just want to give you great shout-outs for making and really starting such an amazing trend.
Yeah.
If you
want to
say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, I mean, you know, we definitely didn't invent it. There was other films that had used the same technique, but, you know, we definitely, you know, it kind of blew up with Blair Witch. So yeah, it's a really fun place to be, you know, where people kind of still remember this movie, and it's kind of a worldwide thing. I'm doing a signing right now, and there's a guy from Chile that, you know, told me his Blair Witch story, and he took, you know, his friends to the movie theater in Chile. So, you know, it's kind of like, it's just this worldwide thing, and it was just, you know, I just feel really lucky to have been a part of it, honestly.
Yeah, and you know, it meant so much to me that I remember. I think the year that when Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows, which I also enjoyed, when that came out, I had my Halloween costume was Blair Witch inspired. I had the little stick figures. I had like literally dozens of them all hanging from my body. And
that's great.
Yeah, it was, and they were made out of real sticks because we have real sticks in New River in Arizona. Right. So you know, one of my favorite Halloween costumes, and you know, so. 15 years later, you've come out with this movie, Exists, and I'm gonna review the movie right here on the air with you. I'm gonna say that the end result is not as genre changing as Blair Witch. I mean, that was like that's in another realm, but this is still leaps and bounds better than any other horror filmmaker's attempts at this genre. We get some really good glimpses of Bigfoot, but here's the key here. Sanchez ensures that that Bigfoot is shrouded in mystery for most of the movie, while once again enlisting the creepy characteristics of the woods to actualize anxiety and produce panic. This is a truly terrifying movie. Thumbs up. Everyone needs to go out and check out Exists.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, I knew that, you know, we were never going to make anything like Blair Witch that was going to, you know, blow up. I mean, you know, it was kind of a once in a lifetime, you know, thing. But yeah, we do our best, and I'm glad you liked Exist. And you know, it's a Bigfoot movie where you see the creature. That was kind of my pet peeve with Bigfoot movies, is that, you know, you never get your fill of the creature, and I wanted to make sure in this movie that people got their fill and it looked good. You know, it didn't look like a guy in a suit. It looked like a real monster, you know, so I love that about it. I'm really glad you liked it.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, and, you know, especially the Bigfoot, the guy in the suit or whatever, you know, whatever that was.
Yeah, Brian Steele.
And he's done quite a lot of this, you know, really cool work in that line.
Yeah,
right?
he's known as Creature Boy. He's been in you know, Hellboy movies, and he was in Predators, and he actually played the Sasquatch in Harry and the Hendersons, the TV show, a while back. So he's played this character before, but he's just one of these guys that we built the suit around him, and he just dove right into the character, and I think when as a filmmaker you're like, well, how are we going to pull this off? You know, the guy in a suit, you know, how are you going to do it? So, but he brought such character and such depth to his performance that, and he even sold me, you know, I mean, you know, that last scene on the bridge in the movie, like, mm-hmm. you go right into that face, and for me, it, you know, it holds up. It's not a guy in a suit. It looks like a real creature, so it's just a testament to his skill and the skill of the guys at the company called Spectral Motion that built the suit.
Yeah, actually, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that we don't want to reveal anything, but that you know, the end of this movie, very intense. So you know, very exciting movie. Everyone needs to check it out. Again, it's at Arizona Center, and so tell us a little bit about the woods. I mean, because you're not only returning to this genre, you're returning to the woods. What is it about the woods that you know, interests you?
Well, the woods scare the crap out of me, honestly. you know, it's like, you know, I have woods behind my house, and you know, it's, you know, I'm in a neighborhood with, you know, lots of neighbors and stuff, but there's still something inherently creepy about just, you know, stepping out into the woods. It's like, it's not, you know, we build these shelters around us, and the woods are just kind of this, you know, it's just, we're not at peace there. We're not at home there. You know, we can't, you know, it's very hard to survive there. So, and then you put the woods at night, and it's just kind of, you know, it's a natural kind of nightmare zone, honestly. You know, I think it's maybe from, you know, the from our ancestry, you know, being living in the woods, and, you know, especially at night, you know, being, you know, obviously cautious of the woods because they can be very dangerous places, you know, especially at night. So I think this is just inherent kind of fear that we have of wooded areas, and especially wooded areas that are, you know, in the middle of nowhere, because there, you know, there really is no help. You're on your own, and there's nobody around to help, and you're kind of shrouded in this, you know, in this natural kind of camouflage. So you really are alone out there. And I've, you know, camping trips for me, you know, I mean, I like camping, but it's definitely not, you know, it's not a fun, not, you know, it's, I kind of freak myself out sometimes out there.
Oh,
and, you know, hang on, as any little noise becomes, you know, a bear and a, you know, or a Sasquatch walking around, you know. So to me, like a creature walking around on two legs, you know, half human, half animal, stalking you and just kind of watching you and just being out there just, you know, in the night is just, you know, one of the creepiest things I could think of, you know.
Yes, yes. And it is a very creepy setting. You did a great job in Exists, great job in the Blair Witch Project. And so,
thank you.
And so tell us, you know, I think that the lingering question here is, will we ever see you return for the Blair Witch Project? So has there been any movement on a third film in that?
There's been movement, but, you know, not really in the right way, right direction. Okay. You know, we actually just met with Lionsgate about some stuff, and they're distributing Exist, so we're doing a lot of Blair Witch Exist double features. So mm-hmm. it's definitely kind of bubbling up, but nothing, you know, nothing concrete yet. But I'm sure that as soon as there's any news, you know, they'll be out with it. And, you know, and honestly, I mean, look, we would love to go back to this world and, you know, that we created and you know, and do some more stuff in there. But, you know, we don't own it, so Lionsgate owns the rights. So for us, it's kind of like a wait, you know, sit and wait. And in the meantime, you know, we're doing other films, we're doing other TV shows. So it's just a matter of time between, you know, before, you know, they come or, you know, if they come to us at all. But I think it's definitely on their radar as far as, like, making something related to Blair Witch. They're just trying to figure out what's the right thing.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. And, you know, finally, final question here is, Eduardo, what are you working on next? After Exists, what can we look forward to? You know, and I know you mentioned a couple TV shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're doing, we're trying to, you know, we're close to getting a TV show on. I can't really say anything about any of the projects I'm working on right now.
Okay.
But we got a couple of features, horror features that we're set to shoot early next year, probably do them back to back. And then we are close to you know, getting a horror mystery TV show going, and we're just lining up the partners right now. We're going to go in a couple of weeks to pitch to L.A., but it looks like it's for real, and, you know, it might, you know, but you never know. You know, these things, you know, you do 10 projects, and you're lucky if one of them goes through, you know. But it looks like, I mean, next year hopefully will be a busy year. I'm going to go back and hopefully direct a few more episodes of Dusk Till Dawn, the TV show, and just, you know, keep working. And, you know, whoever wants me, basically, you know, I want to get into more television. But yeah, I think it's going to be a busy year for me. We're going to do at least a couple of features, if not three, and you know, just see what happens. But you know, thanks for having me, and thanks for for the kind words about Exist. You know, it's a Bigfoot movie, and it's a fun movie, it's a fun ride, and you know, I'm real happy, real proud of it.
Well, I'd certainly enjoyed it. I want everyone to check out Exist this weekend. Again, it's at Arizona Center, and you know, you can also check out Blair Witch Project on video on demand, DVD, all that stuff. And again,
yeah, Exist is on VOD too, on video on demand too, so you can check it out from the relative safety of your home.
Yes, with your friends around you, and
make
some great Halloween viewing. And Eduardo Sanchez, happy Halloween! Thank you so much for helping us celebrate. It was a true pleasure.
No, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Happy Halloween to you and all your listeners. And you know, thanks a lot for having me on.